producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Mord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
All right, Jonathan E. Mord, we got to find a reason to protest because those college students are getting out of hand. We've got to. How do we outdo them?
Well, Robert, I think it's time for them to go to their rooms, close the door, and think about what they have done. And then once they've understood why that what they've done is improper and incorrect, then they can come out and we will allow them to rejoin civil society. They're behaving like just infants. It's amazing to see people so absent in obvious brain power, despite the fact that they are traveling about in Ivy League circles. But that's what we have. Cheryl had some great observations right before the show. I wanted to get her to tell us her impressions. But sure enough, to me, it seems as though the university's movement for political correctness, which has opened a door to endless liberal gibberish, has now come back to bite them somewhat because a couple of university administrators have been booted out by the so open-minded that your brains fall out youth movement.
Listen, this is incredible. I mean, we talk about a cuddled, wussification of the American, I don't know if it's a millennial thing or something else. I mean, I know some good millennials that are very libertarian leaning and are all about independence and don't look and see racism everywhere that they turn based on somebody having, an offensive remark. I mean, you don't have a right not to be offended in this culture, certainly not on talk radio. Cheryl Chumley, you wrote a big piece at WorldNet Daily about the revolt. Is it revolting college kids or what are the college kids in revolt?
Yeah, college kids now, they're also demanding today, as a matter of fact, there were like 115 college campuses around the United States that banded together to demand free tuition, free education. They also demanded an increase in minimum wage for college employees. They wanted $15 an hour minimum wage for like cafeteria workers or some of the lower paid staff. And, you know, if you look at the backdrop against all these protests that are going on now, too, not just at Missouri, but Ithaca is demanding that their president stand down. There's all this protest movement going on still at Yale and another college out in California about Halloween costumes that were perceived offensive. I mean, this is just crazy stuff. And you could dismiss it on one hand and hope it would go away like the Occupy Wall Street movement. But on the other hand, this is indicative of our rising generation. These people are moving into political offices. They're moving into the business sector, and they're going to become America's next leaders with a mentality like Jonathan was just describing as spoiled, entitled brats.
I don't think they're going to survive, honestly. I mean, this is the thing. If something goes awry, they're going to cry for their mommy or daddy. I mean, they're not going to be there to save them either. I mean, this is something that's just so amazing that they're so devoid of basic economic understanding that they could demand a free education. I mean, I guess the concept has happened in America where we've been indoctrinated to believe that education on a public level is free, too. But even that's not free. It's paid for somehow. But we have got, we're in a heap of trouble if these kids in college today are the ones that are supposed to lead us tomorrow.
You know, Robert, I think their behavior is one of the greatest arguments for reinstitution of the draft.
Wait, we say that again?
I say their behavior seems to be one of the greatest arguments for reinstitution of the draft.
Okay, I'm with you now. I mean, I think at that point, to be like, wait, that's free. Yeah,
If we won't throw them in jail, perhaps we can send them overseas to fight for their country. Or if they wish not to fight for their country, at least they'd be overseas.
Hmm. Yeah, absolutely incredible. I just, again, I know that not every millennial is like what we're seeing in the college-age kids that are protesting at this point. But even if there is overt or covert racism, and of course you can never legislate a person's belief system, what's in their heart, away. But if you've got a problem with them, you know, call them out. You know, there used to be something called you could shame people because it was just outrageous, some of the illegitimate, I should say, behavior in that regard. But now they want to fire everybody for, you know, a thought that might be offensive to them.
The offensiveness goes one way in this construct. This is an anti-free speech movement. They don't want to hear ideological debate. They don't want to hear debate. They don't want to hear viewpoints that disagree with their own. They want to shout down those who disagree, point fingers at them and condemn them, call them racists and call them bigots and so forth, and get them removed from their office, and assert their little authority.
Mm-hmm.
What's so remarkable about it is how quick the administration at these institutions are willing to cooperate and achieve the objective. It's sort of a just desserts type of situation. The liberal university administration is taking it on the chops from the very breed of children that they have caused to come into existence. And, you know, I think it's probably appropriate for liberal university administrators across the country who have invited this one-way freedom of speech, condemning conservative viewpoints and ideas and tolerating the most ridiculous expression and vitriol and obstructionism in education, that they finally get their just desserts here, that they're taken out by their own students.
Yeah, I'm not crying over it too badly, but I mean,
I'm the biggest fan of freedom of speech. I think that the university is a great concept where we can have wide open and robust debate, but we also have to recognize appropriate time, place, and manner restrictions. We have to behave like adults for this university experiment to be effective. We can have any viewpoint we want in an ideal university. We can communicate our reasons for our views, and others should respect our positions, and if they wish to disagree, to do that, and they should all be fully protected in their viewpoints. That's one thing. But it's quite another thing to occupy buildings on campus and refuse to allow the functioning of those buildings, to shut down universities in protest and deny people the right of access and ingress and egress, push people around who disagree with you, to take away their signs and tear them up in front of them, to condemn them and vilify them, and to try to induce people to hurt them. All of this is a prelude to violence and instigation of violence. And when they reach that point where they pull the trigger, where they cause the imminent apprehension of harm, they are entitled to arrest. That's the appropriate thing. You can speak all you want and articulate whatever viewpoint that you wish to in an appropriate time, place, and manner, but to use your views as a means to take down and harm and destroy institutions is not acceptable and is illegal, and they should be arrested for it.
Well, I found it interesting that liberal professor that was trying to shout down and throw out this photographer, a media guy, she evidently resigned now, at least half of her position, you know, which shows, again, how much they believe in freedom of speech, the freedom of the press. I mean, you think that would be certainly it's a libertarian ideal, but even liberal ideology, you would think. But again, we've got to a point where it's become so narrow-minded that it accepts nothing but their own view. Cheryl, you've also written a story about Bernie Sanders, the socialist Democrat running for president, and evidently there's some polls that are reporting that he would win in a landslide against Donald Trump.
Yeah, I guess that explains what's going on the college campuses. If you think about it, that a socialist is doing so well, and look at what socialists, advocate, the upheaval of our government, our constitutional system, which is what these college kids basically are crying for. They want total upheaval and chaos. But going toward that poll, McClatchy came out with a poll. It's a mainstream media poll, so read into it what you will, but showing a matchup between Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. Sanders basically kicks Trump's butt by 13 percentage points, I think it was. And that's not exactly new. That's happened like the last few polls they took between Sanders and Trump. But what is new is that Sanders also beats Jeb Bush to double-digit numbers. It's either 9 or 10% that Sanders would take out Bush, too, in the election. I don't really know what to read into the poll. They're kind of out there on their own with that, and it is a mainstream-type poll, but it's something to look at. And if you consider it in the vein of the college campus atmosphere right now, the Black Lives movement and so forth, and where we're at with immigration in this country, it's certainly something to keep in mind.
Yeah, I think that, and Jonathan, you probably echo this as well, that if we're witnessing what has become a typical behavior, again, I'm not in college anymore, I don't have kids in college yet, but if that's the case, then you could see the movement toward socialism as if it were just another natural political extension, even though it's in fundamental opposition to the founding of this country and the form of government that it was supposed to be guaranteed to have via the Constitution and each state's Constitution.
Well, universities have historically been places where concepts, ideas that have not had favor, that are minority views, have flourished. And I think that's a good thing. I think it's a good thing so long as there is a clear policy on the part of the university that tolerates a diversity of viewpoints and respects all views and allows people to articulate them and give their reasons for them, so long as they don't obstruct the functioning of the university. Now, that's true as a legal matter for universities that are state-sponsored institutions. They have that unique burden of keeping an open forum. For private institutions, of course, they can articulate a specific viewpoint. They can insist upon that. They can have whatever ideological bias they wish to have. That's part of private ownership. But when it comes to a public university, this whole PC movement is really an illegality. It is a violation of the First Amendment rights of those who are being oppressed and discriminated against, namely conservatives.
Yeah, a suppression of conservative speech. Suppression of any speech. Not a good plan here if you love liberty. We do here. We're rekindling the sacred fire of liberty with Jonathan E. Morton and Cheryl Chumley. Back after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, let's leave the colleges behind and go into the graduate studies here with Jonathan Emord and Cheryl Chumley at WND. And we've got her stories linked up as well. And she writes excellent, excellent articles. I hope you keep up with her. Jonathan, Cheryl, I don't know if you watched the debates, but one of the things that struck me that I enjoyed watching Rand Paul do in arguing, if you will, with Rubio, who is definitely a neocon kind of guy, it was that rather than trying to claim that Rand Paul is about a weak America, he's not. He's about an America that can defend itself because it's not bankrupt. That the argument is if you're in bankruptcy court, you're not in a position of strength. And I want to hear both of you as your perspective on that, because it has to be parsed so that these Republicans can see the difference between legitimate defense, a defense that you can't make when you've got no money left.
Oh, you want me to go first?
Ladies first, thank you.
Well, I didn't watch the whole debate. I caught some of it. But Rand Paul, I was glad to see, did speak up. In the last debate that I saw him in, he seemed to... He didn't see himself the candidate that I wanted him to be, because I'm a big Rand Paul fan. So it was nice to see him speaking out on the stage this time around.
Well, and Jonathan, you know what I'm saying about the nuances here. And Ron Paul got booed 4-8 years ago about this, but I think the electorate is maturing, I think, a little bit in the Republican side, because Rand did not get booed. I think they're starting to get the concept that economics are vital if we're going to have an ability to defend ourselves around this world.
Well, I think he brought up the fundamental problem that is a real one that is not being addressed. That is that the finances necessary to sustain ourselves and to create a defensible nation are not there because we have so liberally expended ourselves into debt that we now lack the resources and uncommitted funds, that is, ones that are not already designated, so that we can respond to what is an emerging and ever-growing terrorist crisis in the world. And that means that we have to make some changes. Now, I would have, and I'm sure if he had more opportunity to speak, he would have explained how he would have responded to it, but I would cut severely domestic programs of all kinds and get rid of the bureaucracy, restore the Congress as responsible. I liked Carly Fiorina because some of the things she said, because she endorsed the act that I originally wrote for Ron Paul. The Congressional Responsibility and Accountability Act was something that I drafted with Norm for Congressman Ron Paul. And that act prevents any regulation from taking effect unless Congress actually adopts it in the way in which it does regular legislation. So all the bureaucracy would instead be proposing regulation, but none of it would come into existence unless it was actually adopted by Congress, thereby restoring the non-delegation doctrine and the responsibility of Congress for all law, which is the Article I duty of Congress that it has shirked for over 70 years. So that has come out in the Senate bill that she mentioned in her testimony. It's a new iteration of the same concept that Norm and I worked on a long time ago. I mean, I think it's been a decade, and was introduced repeatedly by Congressman Ron Paul while he was in office. But it's interesting, though. We must defend ourselves, and we have to have the military capability to do it. But Rand is absolutely correct that if we destroy our economy, as we are now with a rapacious government that he said should be so small that it should virtually be invisible, and I agree with him, then we are going to not be able to do either. That we're going to end up destroying ourselves because we lack the resources necessary to sustain a defense of the nation.
Well, and that is, I think, such an important point. And I think on one level, the Republicans would get it in saying we want to shrink government. But, of course, as he said, you can't add $1 trillion. We spend 10 times more than I think any other country on defense. And we need to have a strong defense. And nobody here is arguing against that. But to do so at the cost of indebtedness to China, supposedly our enemy, again, it doesn't make sense. And that's what I'm thinking. We need more of that common sense discussion going on. I hope these debates continue with that direction. Cheryl, you working on anything before we got to take a break here? Working on any new articles?
I'll be covering more of this college chaos that I'm sure is going to head over Friday and into the weekend.
Great. Well, we'll look forward to featuring those articles here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I appreciate you as always. Check her out at WND.com. Jonathan will be back. We've got Norm Singleton joining us as well from the Campaign for Liberty. We got some carnivore healing stories next hour. It's really cool. A guy that's does some rock and roll stuff, too, so we might talk about some of the old rock stars and healing. So stick around. Lots of good stuff coming up after this break.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Don't
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, we were just talking about the debates, and maybe we go back to college, hoping Norm Singleton joins us from Campaign for Liberty. We got Jonathan Emord, EMORD.com, author of many books, including The Rise of Tyranny and Restore the Republic. The thing is, it doesn't seem to be happening in the college students. We talk about the ideal of having a great place of intellectual curiosity and freedom to explore ideas, but The freedom is there to explore ideas as long as they don't offend somebody. You know, their sensibility that might be very liberal. Now, there's another story. This is on Reason.com, talking about Yale students are yelling and screaming to fire a staffer who upset their safe space. Safe space. What is that? A safe space? I mean, you were talking about the Halloween costumes to me. I mean, you're offended by a Halloween costume, and now you want somebody fired?
Yeah, this is just so sophomoric, so petty, and what's amazing is that they are being allowed to do it. In other words, they're being coddled and encouraged, and that's what you get. I mean, if you want to have an academic institution that has serious discussion of issues and free and open debate among mature people, I guess you can't go to Yale. If you're going to invite people to express inane concepts as views with violent protest and encourage that and allow that, then, you know, that's what you're going to get. That's the only thing you're going to get, because intelligent people will leave, as you're seeing some of these professors are resigning. Some of these people are wishing that they never got involved with the university to begin with. We expect people who are adults to behave as adults, as mm-hmm. a condition precedent to their participation in an intellectual discussion. If they behave like they're three-year-olds and have temper tantrums, and those people are looked at with treated with kid gloves, then that's what you're going to get. You're going to get more of that. That's not the appropriate place in the university.
I think we got Norm Single. Norm, were you hiding in a college dormitory so you wouldn't be spotted?
I was hiding in a safe space because I didn't want to be accused of racism or anything stepping on an act of microaggression.
Microaggression.
Yes, but I think that Norm's really, I'm going to call him out on this, because Norm appeared at my Halloween party in a Richard Nixon costume that was the most offensive thing to me.
Yes.
And I take umbrage at that. So I am, at this point, I am going to throw my hand down, throw down the gauntlet, and say to the world that offended me. It was a micro outburst of offense against my core essence of being a human being. It invaded my space and made me feel as though I was relatively insignificant in the world.
Well, I suppose that, I should, what do you do in a situation like this? Issue a formal apology and accept that people's feelings. I mean, that to me is I don't know if you've looked at this. It's what's really frightening about this is that it's feelings over rational thought. And if you look at that, the tape of the woman confronting the Yale headmaster or the Yale master of their building. And then if you look at the Missouri bullying of that their fellow student and a professor of all things, what was it, mass communications theory?
Yeah. So
is it's just that feelings trump rational thought, feelings trump the Constitution, feelings trump our rights, and the only right that matters is the right of is the right not to be offended. Well, what if you say that you're offended? As I read something today that pointed out that this can cut both ways, and it's very possible that at some point in the not too distant future we will see conservative students. Pro-life students, for example, objecting to pro-choice
Well, professors or anybody in the university, you think about this, Norm, and you've got now the ability to say, look, you've offended me, I want you fired, or I want you censured. And it, as you said, it cuts both ways. This is the thing of our friends on the left don't seem to remember. When they want the power of government to force everybody to think alike, it's not long before the government pendulum or the pendulum swings the other direction and other people take over the government that have a different viewpoint, and they have that power and they will use it against you too.
Right.
It's just very short-sighted.
What's so extraordinary about this, and Norm is mentioning it, about emotionalism replacing rationality. I mean, these arguments are absurd. These arguments they're making are irrational, absurd. It is, they've turned into a point for hysterical reaction, something that at its root is absolutely inane and innocuous, not significant to any rational human being.
Yes.
So, you know, and they're being tolerated in this. What's amazing is that they are being encouraged in this by being given media attention and by being given university administrators coddling them and trying to avoid and bend over backwards and resign. And it's hilarious, really. It's exactly what a liberal institution that refuses to tolerate diversity of views, which is the PC movement, deserves. They've gone so PC that they're destroying themselves.
Right, and if we're to tell these college students to man up, then they're going to accuse us of sexism.
Well, I wonder, I've read some interesting commentary this week by, I think it was Jonah Goldberg's column, and a few, and at least one others have made the point that this is, first of all, this is the fault of my generation. I went to school in the 80s, and we were at the beginning of the kind of the PC movement and the idea that certain types of speech shouldn't be allowed and we should all be completely sensitive. But it wasn't this, you know, people didn't fall apart so much. People didn't, you know, they weren't so sensitive.
Fragile might be the word.
Fragile, yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Thank you. And so that's one part of it. But the other interesting part of this is that, and this, again, is probably partly my generation, Generation X, and the boomers. I'm more inclined to blame the baby boomers because my generation, most of us had a healthy level of cynicism that might protect us from this, but is that there's this, you know, the helicopter parenting, the fact that, you know, you're raised to be, to think that not only are you special, but that you are that nothing bad should ever befall you. Mommy and daddy will always be there to help you, and it's completely anathema to the way I was raised. I was raised that to believe that mommy and daddy won't necessarily be there to always to help you, and it's not really their job.
No, these kids in college, based on the whining and crying over offense, listen, if the economy does not recover, and, you know, I would argue that it is not as long as we rely on the Federal Reserve, they're going to be starving on the streets, begging, or turn into lives of crime. And, you know, this isn't what, you know, our Generation X were brought up to believe. And, again, I don't know what happened in the millennial generation. Again, I recognize it's not all of them. But, boy, oh, boy, the ones that are getting the big press here definitely are not survivors.
It does make you wonder, how are they going to function in the real world? And as someone pointed out, you know, these are people who will be presumably involved in politics at some point in the future. They'll be making decisions, and they'll be trying to engage in the real world. What are they going to do when they find out that, as the reality character on the wonderful South Park episode put it, life is not a liberal arts college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I got a question for you, Norm. You've written a couple of blogs up there at Campaign for Liberty. We've got them linked up. The Federal Reserve has hired another Goldman Sachs executive. If you want something to be offended about, everybody should be offended by that, should they not?
Well, unless you're with Goldman Sachs, I guess. I don't know if you should be offended. You know, I think that, you know, Campaign for Liberty has been trying to, I guess you could say, microaggress against the Federal Reserve since our founding, and we certainly want to make, by auditing the Fed, I suppose you could say we're denying Janet Yellen and her cohorts a safe space. And part of this, and one of the interesting things is they hired a former the new head of the Minneapolis Fed is a president of Goldman Sachs, and that means four of the Fed's 12 regional banks are now going to be headed by former Goldman Sachs executives. It's interesting that there seems to be such a lack of talent dispersed among the banking and financial sectors that the Fed has to keep drawing from the same pool of former Goldman Sachs executives.
The bailout king, isn't he?
Yeah,
this guy's bailout crisis king.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And so there's a revolving door, between Goldman Sachs, the Treasury, and now the Fed. And apparently he unsuccessfully ran for governor in California in 2014 as a Republican. If they wanted a Republican gubernatorial candidate, Arnold Schwarzenegger's last couple of movies have been nothing to write home about, so.
All right, we got to take a break, Norm. Hang in there. We got one more segment here, Sacred Fire of Liberty, Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty, Jonathan E. Mord, the FD Dragon Slayer, and we got a lot more political and economic healing to do after this break.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including to Jonathan E. Mord and Norm Singleton. Of course, Campaign for Liberty, great group. If you're not already getting their email updates, definitely sign up. Keep you up to date on what's going on legislatively, especially if you care about liberty. Real quick, I want to get to the immigration issue, but Norm, on the issue of the Federal Reserve and interest rates, I mean, are they going to go negative interest rates? Are they going to rise them up? I'm just, quite honestly, so confused. I don't know which way they're going. Well,
that's something Janet Yellen has said, that they may do that. Of course, that didn't really work out for Japan in the 90s, but if they're desperate enough to try to force people and try to force banks to lend, they might do that. And, of course, the problem the problem from my perspective is you're eating up your seed capital, because capital comes from savings, and it comes from the reason people save is interest rates. And as Ralph Nader, of all people, recently pointed out, the Fed is actually, they're punishing savers, senior citizens, and people who do what we supposedly want them to. But after last Friday's so-called positive jobs report, they're now speculation they're going to raise rates. Of course, a lot of us doubt that they're going to do that. That was Congressman Ron Paul's column this week was about that, and he said probably not. And one reason is the unemployment figures they give you don't actually reflect the employment rate, and it's actually much higher, because if you had a full-time job as a welder, say, to tip of my hat to Marco Rubio here, as a welder, and you lost that job, and you can only get a part-time job as a philosopher, and we know that full-time welders make a lot more than part-time philosophers, they still don't count you as unemployed or underemployed. If you can't find a job and you decide to take early and you drop out of the out of the job market involuntarily, they don't measure that or even estimate that in the workforce. And there's a record number of people who've withdrawn from the workforce, and not all of them, contrary to the Krugmanite propaganda, are just people taking early retirement or people just taking regular retirement. There's a record number of millennials who've and young people, younger workers and Generation Xers who've done this. This week we saw a record number of single women are living at home. Nothing wrong with that if that's what you what people choose to do. But
your point, Norm, is that the unemployment rate is way higher than they're claiming. It's
right.
Not even close
right.
to what they're doing.
So, right. And these are all reasons why it's very important that we take that first crucial step towards having an honest conversation about monetary policy in this country and get an honest picture of what the Fed is doing and what their plans are and bypassing the audit the Fed legislation.
All right. And finally, Jonathan, a couple of minutes left here, but on the immigration front, and I won't even get into the debate arguments that were going on, but what's happened with the Obama administration? They lost in an appeals court? Are they're appealing to the Supreme Court? What's the situation?
They lost in the Fifth Circuit by a 2-1 decision from the panel, and that's quite extraordinary. It's a defense of the Article I power of the legislature. And against an attempt by Obama to usurp that power and fundamentally change the immigration laws in this country without first getting congressional assent. So that tyranny, that usurpation of power, has been checked by the Fifth Circuit. Now the administration wants the Supreme Court to take cert. We'll see. It could well be possible that the Supreme Court will allow that decision to stand to the Fifth Circuit and not grant cert. In this case, but we'll see. If they grant cert, they may still uphold the Fifth Circuit. In fact, one would certainly hope that would be the outcome. We have to stop these usurpations by the Obama administration of legislative power, making Obama a tyrant, making him a dictator. And the good thing that the Fifth Circuit stood up to do that very thing.
Well, and that was one of the things, another highlight for me in the debate, when Rand Paul talked about the executive branch has far too much power. Congress has got to start asserting its power in a separation of power scenario where it actually is activated again. All right, folks, we're out of time for this hour. Jonathan E. Moore, Sacred Fire of Liberty, thank you for all that you do, standing up for what is right.
Yes, Robert.
And also Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty, Cheryl Chumley, WorldNet Daily. Next hour, we got a lot of great healing stories coming up. The Starbucks Red Cup controversy, how silly could that be? And the MMR false flag event, is it coming to a neighborhood near you?
Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 20
24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.